as we have in the past, we have this chus every Thursday to learn Sifrei Chassidus on the Parsha. And this year we have this chus of studying the writings of the Shemi Shmuel Bornstein, the son of the famous Avni Nezer, the Rebbe of Sokachov. And he has beautiful Torahs that he wrote, and we have, Baruch Hashem, Torahs in the years between 1910 and 1926. Like many of the Polish Sifrei Chassidus, the years are labeled, the Divrei Torah are labeled by year. The Rebbe himself lived from the year 1855 to 1926. And we're lucky, we're very fortunate. The family, members of the family, unfortunately perished at the hands of the Nazis in Achshuam, but Baruch Hashem, the writings of the Shemi Shmuel, we're able to emerge into this world. And you'll find that when we learn the Shemi Shmuel, you'll find the way that he writes is very personal. Unlike some of the other Sfarim that we've studied. Pritzadik, Sfas Emes. Once upon a time, my first year here, we learned Kedushas Levi. Right. But you'll find that the Shemi Shmuel, certainly in comparison to Sfas Emes and Pritzadik, speaks to the reader. And very often after you put together a beautiful, clear, deep, sharp insight into the parsha and into life, he turns to the person who's learning his words and he says, and therefore you, this is what I expect of you. This is what I want from you. It's a very accessible sefer. It's not as cryptic as Sfas Emes. It's not as cryptic as Pritzadik. And Kedushas Levi, I would say, is somewhere in the middle. But Shemi Shmuel is written to be understood. It's meant to be understood. Okay, I actually would like to begin on page 3. We'll come back to Shemi Shmuel. We have to earn our rights to come to Shemi Shmuel. So let's begin on page 3. In the Yisa Bracha, in Parshas Bamidbar, from the Rebbe of Majitz. The Majitz Rebbe, the Yisa Bracha, writes, in the name of one of the earlier tzaddikim, from which the Majitz dynasty comes, he writes on the left-hand side, V'hainu, by the arrow, V'hainu al pi masha amar. I heard from my grandfather, maybe great-grandfather, the Rebbe from Zavalin, who said a beautiful insight into a famous Maamar Chazal. A Maamar Chazal we think about a lot, especially those of us who are just coming to YU for the first time, and all of us as we start a new year together. The famous Maamar Chazal, Kol Haschalos Kashos. All beginnings, all new things are difficult. Right? Now usually we think of that as very depressing, Maamar Chazal. It's a Maamar Chazal saying that don't expect it to be smooth sailing at the beginning, it's not going to be. Here, you know, getting registered for classes, to Avodah Rabbah, right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, that Simcha is an Avodah Rabbah. It's a big Avodah to be B'Simcha. In YU, getting registered for classes is Avodah Rabbah. It's Avodah's Parach, if they schlep around from one place to the next until Kolas Kashos. Finding a Shir, finding a Chavrusa, getting settled, getting comfortable, meeting new guys. It's a very overwhelming thing. And we normally think Kolas Kashos is a negative statement. It's going to be rough. Ein Achanami, there's truth to that. But look what the Tzaddikim tell us. Perish. Kolas Chalos, Srichim, Lios, Kashos, V'Chazakim. Kolas Chalos Kashos is not only is it going to be tough for you, but you have to be kasher. You have to be kasher kabarzel. You have to confront that new opportunity with tremendous strength to be chazak at the beginning. Because if you can build a strong foundation from the start, if you can get off to on the right foot to start the year, whether it's the year, and we'll talk about it, from a yeshiva perspective, whether it's the year from a Elul Rosh Hashanah perspective, if a Jew can lay a proper foundation, then the whole binyan, which is built on top of it, will be a different binyan. Harekola binyan anivna alav yesh lo kiyum. Whatever building will be built on that yesod, on that foundation, will be able to last. But if unfortunately a person blows the opportunity to lay the proper groundwork, the proper foundation, as I call hanivda alav misroi sheish v'noifel, then everything that's going to be built on top of it could very easily crumble. This is not a new problem. This is a very old problem, actually. When Adam and Chava were getting into trouble at the beginning of time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicted a fight that will span all generations between the Nachash and mankind. Says the Pasuk, turn to page 4, as explained by the Kli Yakar at the very bottom of the page. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the animosity that will be experienced, the fighting between Adam and the Bnei Adam, Chava and her children, and the Nachash, is presented in the following Tzura. Hu Yeshuv Charosh Va'ata Tishufenu Akev. Says the pasuk, Bereishis Perek Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. Hu Yishuv Charosh, you will try to stamp on the head of the Nachash, and he, right, you, meaning the snake, Tishufenu Akib, will bite at the heel of man. There's a constant struggle, a fight between the Nachash and mankind. Says the Kliyaka. The Kliyaka was a great darshan, and here is certainly a fine example of it. Rova Mefarshim Amru, Shayitzahara Moshe Chochom and Anachash Akadmoni. The Nachash Akadmoni, of course, is the embodiment of all negativity, all that is evil. The Yitzahara, as we encounter him day in and day out of our life, is an expression of the original Nachash, the Nachash Akadmoni. Vayitzahara Doma Vitchil Lachut Shal Achvish. Vayachar Kach Lavosos Ha'agola. Lakach Namar Hu Yeshuv Charosh. Says the Kliyakar, when you first encounter the Yitzahara, Yitzhahara is also a little bit nervous. The first encounter with him, he's also new. You're new, he's new, this whole relationship is new. So the Yitzhahara, sometimes at the beginning, he's tiptoeing around, he wants to see what you're made of. And therefore, when the Yitzhahara attacks you at the beginning, it's compared to what? L'chut shel achvish. Imagine trying to catch someone, right, with a spider web. A spider web, now it happens to be the material of a spider web is in fact very strong. The same way the Yitzhahara is inherently very strong. If you were actually to take a lot of the web of a spider and to weave it together, it's a tremendously strong substance. But if you try to catch a person with a little spider web, a strand of a spider, right, the person will easily break through. But what happens as time goes on, as the Yitzhahara gains confidence and strength, he becomes kavosos ha'gol, he becomes like the ropes of a wagon that have to pull a heavy load. Lekach ne'marhu yishuv charosh, says the pasuk, if you're smart, make sure you trample him from the start. Make sure you crush his head. Make sure you don't let him get going, because once he gets going, it's going to be a much different battle. Kim yazariz v'yetzei v'yilachim v'yitzohara b'rosh ratzalom or ba'aschala. If you start off on the right foot, says the Kliyakar, take up a vow love as soon as he arrives, azhu yeshufcha. So then you'll be able to crush him. Kim benokil yinatzcho ha'odom v'yinatzku me'alav kasher yinatzcho. The same way, if you stumble into a spider web, you can easily peel it off of you. So too, if you confront the Yitzhahara, knowing that you're the better of the two, you can easily pull yourself away from his grasp. But if you don't start off on the right foot, if you're so worried that kol eschalos kashros, it's so hard at the beginning, instead of taking like the Yisav Rachas, the kol eschalos kashros, to be chazak at the beginning, that you should be kasha, to be strong, to be firm. If Rachmana Litzlan, you fall behind in the battle, v'yelech achar yatzoso, yom achar yom, the Yitzhahara will get the better of you. Achenasa chazak, turning on to page 5, continuing at the bottom of the page, the Kliyakar, then the Yitzhahara will in fact become what? Chazak avosos ha'agala. He'll become strong like what? Like the ropes of a wagon. Az kosho l'natzcho, it'll be very difficult to defeat him, v'adra. And just the opposite, he'll get the better of you, he'll defeat you. V'lakach nemer al nachash va'ata tishufenu akev. Man is told hu yishuv charosh. If you want to win, make sure you strike at the beginning. Yitzhahara, if you want to win, it's going to be what? Ata tishufenu akev. If he only thinks he's going to wake up by the akev, by the heel, by the end, if the man decides after he's already far behind in the battle that he's going to fight back, then you're going to win, Yitzhahara. Ki ha'akev hainu asof, the heel, the lowest part of man, is the end of man. Then the snake will bite you. You'll be able to destroy man. Because to free oneself from the ropes of a wagon, once he's tied down, it's a very difficult thing. Because then the Yitzhahara has you, right, in a loving grip. And his loving grip is not a grip that we're very much interested in. Like I said, with the last couple of years, we've had this chus, some of us together. I personally have had this chus of learning in Yeshiva, Kedushas Levi, Sfas Emes, and Pritzadik. And like I said to the clients when I met them in the hall before, as much as I'm eager to jump into Shem Yishmuel, I want to make sure we don't lose sight of our old friends. Make sure that our old friends travel with us. So before we come to Shem Yishmuel, I want to try to share a yesod exactly on this point, and we'll see how Shem Yishmuel brings this point into this week's parsha. How appropriate for the beginning of a new zman. But I want to look at a piece in Kedushas Levi, and I want to look at a piece in Sfas Emes, and I want to look at a piece of Pritzadik that each speak to this yesod. Page 6. Says the Berditchever. The Berditchever, of course, always wants to get Jews out of trouble. That's his main thing. He'll do anything to get a Jew out of trouble, and he'll mean it. He'll take on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He'll pass Hashem's tefillin, like the famous Maisa with the Kedushas Levi. So he wants to explain to us in his writings on Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean when we say, in the Slichos, what does it mean this Maimer, this Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, in the bottom left hand corner on page 6, Kedushas Levi on Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon? Right? That's a refrain we're going to be hearing a lot soon. Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remove the Averos Rishon Rishon. What does that mean, Rishon Rishon? Ki Adua Maimer Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin. Kevan Sha'avar Adam Avera, when a person does an Avera and he repeats it, Nasa Lo Keheter. All of a sudden, he's gotten used to it. The first time was very shocking. He did that Avera, he felt disgusting. How did I allow myself to give into a Yetzirah? Right? But the second time he comes around, you know, he's broken the ice a little bit. And he gets into bad habits. And he's become used to doing that Avera. Right? Rahman al-Islam, you take, let's say, a high school kid who's not so interested in his Yiddishkeit. And as he's getting a little bit older, he's testing the waters a little bit. He's never been Mechal Shabbos. And then Rahman al-Islam, one time, he decides, you know what, I don't care anymore, I'm just going to be Mechal Shabbos. Now that first time, for him, may be very jarring. Right? He does it because he doesn't care. Enough he doesn't care to do it. Right? But after that, the second time, the third time, Nasluk Ahetar, it doesn't bother him anymore. The first time he ate non-kosher. It was like his heart was a little bit racing. But the second time, it's not such a big deal anymore. The third time, the fourth time, Nasaloka Hefter. That's what Chazal say in the Gemara Kedushin. When a person does an Aver and he repeats it, it becomes in his mind, Kiilu, it's Mutter. Like we'll see more again in the third parak of Maral. We touched on a little bit. Once you've already freed yourself from the yoke of mitzvos, there is a certain truth that you've exempted yourself. You've stepped out. Not that a Jew could ever walk out. It's impossible to quit Klal Yisrael. But on some level, you've detached yourself, you've thrown off the yoke of responsibility. So look how the Berdichever turns this into a tremendous limud zchus for Klal Yisrael. Says the Berdichever, according to this, if it's keheter, the second, third, fourth, fifth, v'chulu, so I can say to Hashem, after 120, I come up to have a din Torah with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? I'm sitting with the Sanhedrin Shalmala, we're learning Sanhedrin this year, preparing ourselves for that encounter. Yeah, so I'm sitting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, okay, you did this Avera 100 times. So you say, Rabbanu Shalom, I hold that I only did the Avera one time. How do I know? You pull out your Gemara, you say, look, it says in the Gemara. The second, third, fourth, fifth time, Nasluk Aheter. It's Mutter. Now, obviously, that's not actually a Heter, but by the Berditchera, it's a Heter. It's a Heter, Nasluk Aheter. So he's able to excuse himself from all of the sins, the second time, the third time, Sha'aleim lo hayachayev, top of page 7, Machmas Shayed Nidma lo Aheter. In his mind, it was Mutter. Omer Mutter, I didn't know. Kiyimhaya Nidma lo Kiyisr lo over Klal, if it was us, sir. I wouldn't have done it the second time, a third time, a fourth time. But even the Berdichever says, but how are we going to get a person out of that first Avera? When you knew it was Usser the first time. Before you rationalized it. And Nasis Loka Heter. What are you going to do then? You knew it was Usser and you did it the first time. There's no exemption. But we say Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. Hashem, the Berdichever can get me out of the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. You know, Halavai, it shouldn't be so many times. But all those other times, Rav Levi Yitzchak will be my Sanegar. Right, he'll save me. He'll be my defense attorney. But the first time, even Rav Levi Yitzchak can't get me out of that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, if you'll just free me of that first time. If you'll find a way to look at that first time, like we've begun to see in the writings of the Maharal, that even the first time, it wasn't really who I am. We saw this week, but the second time you're in some ways more accountable, like the Maharal said. But the Gemara says, no, second, third, the Gemara says you're exempt. But what about the first time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aver Rishon Rishon, Ratzal Lomar, Ha'avon HaRishon, Tzarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Limcho, V'nimtza Al Avonos, She'avru Pam Shein HaShlishas, Ein Petur Memela. And then we'll be able to work it out the rest of the way. But again, that first Avera, that racious is so essential. That's the part that we have to really think about this time of the year. The second, the third time, once we fell into bad habits, there's ways to come up with exemptions, there's ways to come up with excuses. But how we start, the racious, is the most critical aspect of what we're going to be judged upon. So Asemis, in his writings on Elul, on page 8, helps us to understand a very funny thing. We're holding by a racious, but we're also holding by an achris. If anyone doesn't have Maya Makomis, by the way, we have more. Please don't be shy. And René, I'll eat again. Can you send one down, please?
Sure.
Thanks. Sasam is in El, Tafresh Mem Dalet, on page 8. You can see on the top of the page, he quotes the Chiddush Arim we mentioned earlier this week, the low and the low. If you're low, Lamed Aleph, if you're Mavatla yourself to Hashem, then low, Hashem will become yours. But then he writes at the bottom. Well, it's funny. Elul, right? Yeshivas are starting in Elul. Elul's the last month. If we're going to count Tishrei as the beginning of the calendar here. And yet everyone's talking about the beginning and Ischachus and Aschala. So what is the relationship, really, between Elul, which is the bottom of the year, right? The heel, so to speak, of the year, and the Rosh, of Rosh Hashanah, of Tishrei. Says Vasem is they're actually woven together in a very deep way. Which is why, as we sit here in the Elul, we're not just sitting here waiting for Rosh Hashanah. We're trying to take that last bit of the year, the part of the year which is really the farthest from the Rosh, and we're trying to turn it into a Rosh. We want it to become Aschala. It's not by chance, right? It's not by chance that yeshivas traditionally begin in Elul. There's a reason for that. In Pnimius, and it's exactly this idea that Svasemis writes. Tafresh Mem Dalet, writings on Elul. Vinei Rosh Hashanah, where it's underlined by the second arrow. Vinei Rosh Hashanah mistchadish abriya v'tzricha b'nei Yisrael mikodem lahachin atzom elav yispach. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to renew the world. But you need to be ready for that renewal. You can't just sit back and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all the heavy lifting. Yechziv Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba May Reishis Hashana V'ad Achris Shana Miklal Shedarshu Chazal May Reishis Hashana Al Tishrei. If Reishis Hashana, Chazal say, is a reference to Tishrei, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Im Kain Achris Hashana May Reishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana is a reference to Elul, says Vasemis. What's the relationship between the two? What does it mean that Hashem's eyes are focused on the Reishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana? And how are they woven together? V'yitachi Lomar Ki Achris Hu Asof V'atachlis Shegilo in the fun of Yisbarach Shabnei Yisrael Shav Me Love Yisbarach Shemo B'Sof Hashana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Tzvasemis is saying is that Einei Hashem Lokecha May Reishis Hashana from the beginning of the year, from last Tishrei, Hashem is already looking forward to what? Tishrei, when it was first taking shape and the year was first taking form, Hashem was already looking to the end of the calendar year, looking to Elul. Why? Because Hashem says Elul really shows me what the Jewish people are about. Look how in the month of Elul they return to me. Look how Klai Yisrael Shavim Elav Yisbarach Shemo B'Sof Hashana. I'll give you a beautiful mashal I thought of. Imagine, right, a person's running a race. Yeah? Imagine we're betting on let's not say horses, let's say people. Right? We're betting down by the racetrack on people racing in a race. Yeah? Okay, so you're watching the people as they come in. This guy comes in first, this guy comes in second. Right? One guy comes in last. And you're sitting there with your friend, and you say to your friend, in the next race, I'm betting on that guy. The guy who came in last. Betting on the guy who came in last. What's the svara? Why would you bet on the guy who came in last? So he says, it's true, he came in last. But there was something about the way he finished the race. There was something you could see, right? Even though he was in last place, the way that he finished the race, the way he pushed himself for that last bit, there was such a fire in his eyes. There was such an energy in the way that he finished the race. You could see he was so upset how the last race went. And it's so clear to me that he's going to use that motivation from the way that he came in last, and that push he made at the very end is a Giloy Milsa. Right? That this guy's going to win the next race. I'm betting on him for the next race. He's going to win. V'kachav, and he won the next race. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us at Elul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, okay, it was a rough year, but can I bet on you for next year? Can you finish the race strong? Do you still have a spark that you're excited, that you're showing me, that you know what, I'm not just going to sit back and wait for Rosh Hashanah, and then start cleaning myself up. I'm going to be meich, I'm going to be preparing myself to come to Rosh Hashanah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of last Tishrei, has been waiting for Elul. So it says, Elul and Tishrei are very much linked. Even though one's an end and one's a totally new beginning. The last Tishrei is linked to this Elul. Uve'emes zman is oris ha'tshuva b'sof ha'shana shu atachlis ha'nirtzim b'kol maaseh ha'shana. More than anything we've done all year, Hashem is looking, in making a cheshbon of this entire year, Hashem is looking, let's see what Elul looks like. And that will help Hashem decide what He's going to paskin on Tishrei. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that Elul is a, yes, it's an end, but it's really a beginning. And the more we value that beginning, the more we don't just sit it out waiting for Tishrei to get our fresh start, but the more we say, we're going to call us Cholos Kashos. It's hard, yeah, at the end of the year, thinking back at all my mistakes, it's hard to be motivated right now. I kind of want to wait for that checkpoint called Tishrei. I want to come to the Seretz Yemei Teshuva and then get started, but no. The secret of Elul is the realization that, again, the way that we end the year and turn the end into a beginning, that's an expression of kolas chalas kashos. To be firm, to be strong, to show that even though we lost this last race, by our standards, we're not happy with our performance, but we're going to be able to win the next race. And lastly, Rav Tzaddok in page 9, the last of our old friends, as we say goodbye to Rav Tzaddok from last year, and we transition to Shemi Shmuel. Rav Tzaddok writes by Rosh Hashanah as well, explaining the very words Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Tzaddok in Os Gimel, left hand side, Rosh Hashanah, Shua Rosh Shel Hashanah. What do we call the first day of every month? Rav Tzaddok says we don't call it Rishon Shel Chodesh. It's not just day one of the month, and there'll be a day two and a day three. It's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh means that this day is not just the day that kicks off the month. This day sets the tone for the entire month. It's a Rosh. And he quotes the Maimer Chazal, like it says in Erevin, like you have elsewhere, that right, ubasar resha gufa azil, that the body follows after the head. Wherever your mind decides to move the body, that's where the body goes. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is not just Rishon, it's not just the first day of the year, and there'll be a second day and a third day. No, this is the Rosh of the Shana. This sets the tone, this lays the foundation. This is the yesod of the entire year. And therefore, of course, it makes perfect sense as Rav Tzaddok. Lachain, yechol mezakos b'Rosh Hashanah, shiakol Hashana tova. The way you come to Rosh Hashanah, the way you build that foundation, that's going to determine how strong the building is going to be able to be built on top of it over the course of the entire year. So now we come to Shem Yishmol. Shem Kol Yisrael, a new sefer. I'm very excited. For those of us who've learned Shem Yishmol before, you know what there's to be excited about. If you never learned it before, you'll see it's a beautiful sefer. The way he explains things is very, very deep, very sharp, very fresh, his insights, and very personal. And we're really going to enjoy it. What do we have in this week's Parsha? A lot of things in this week's Parsha. Right, one of the things we have in this week's Parsha, we have the Ishi Yafas Tolar. We have the Ben Sorar Umora. We know there's a link between the two. Right, Rashi tells us, by the arrow, back on page 1, Smichas HaParshios Shal Yafas Tolar Ben Sorar Umora, Kos of Rashi, Shem Nasi Yafas Tolar, Sofal Holy Man of Ben Sorar Umora. If you marry this woman, which is not really the best marriage, not the best idea, well, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to have children who are not going to be the best children. A bad marriage, a marriage not for the proper reasons, will lead to children who are not going to be proper children. Okay, that's what Rashi says. That's Chazal. Says the Shem Yishmuel, but there's something in between. What ends up in between? It's unfair for us to say that Yifas Torah is immediately next to Ben Sorar Umora, because if you started the parsha, that's not true. What appears between the Eishes Yifas Torah and the Ben Sorar Umora? What about the fact that it talks about the responsibilities of a parent to the bechor, to the oldest child? Maybe he'll say it's thrown in derech agav, because again, you're going to come to hate the woman, right? And the story of the bechor is presented when a man has two wives, and he loves one, he hates one. And this man's going to come to hate his Eishes Yifas Torah because he married her for the wrong reasons. Right? He says that's a dochak. What's the pshat? Why is the discussion, the description, the responsibilities of the firstborn rights put in between the Eishes Yifas Torah that this soldier married for the wrong reasons and the Ben Sorar Umora that Rashi says they're going to unfortunately be punished to have? V'nira debal lahoros malas hareishes. Says the Shem Yishmuel. Bechor is in the middle to teach us the significance of Horatius. Asher Mizeh Yuvan Inyan Ben Sorar Umora. Why is the Ben Sorar Umora is a kid? This kid had his bar mitzvah a couple days ago. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, you're taking him off to be killed? What's the pshat? Give him a chance. Shekol Zmano Shel Ben Sorar Umora Eino. We'll see, it's our Masechta. Again, what a beautiful Shkacha Pratis that we're learning. Ben Sorar Umora, the 8th parak, is one of the prakim of our Masechta, Masechta Sanhedrin. We'll see, if we get there, if we learn a little bit of it, we'll see that the Ben Sorar Umora, right, is only eligible to be labeled to be punished as a Ben Sorar Umora for the first few months after his bar mitzvah. It's only the first part of his adult life. But the decisions that he's making at that point in his life are going to lay the foundation for his entire life. Why does the Bechor get a double portion? How many people here are firstborns? Okay, gotta make sure you collect one day. My brother's already scheming to figure out how they can... No, I'm going to share. You don't have to. There's way, whatever. In halacha, there's a lot to discuss there. But the Bechor, Midin Torah, is entitled to a double portion. Why? Why? Says the Shem Yishmuel, Ki kol achiv habam achrov, hakol nimshach in achrov. Because the Bechor, the tone that he set is going to shape the other members of the family. And therefore what? Because he has a greater achrayus, to set the tone, I don't know, I feel like my two brothers probably have a bigger hashpah on me than I have on them, for those who know my brothers. Right? But in theory, the Bechor is supposed to be the one to lead the way. He's the first one to have certain experiences, has to set the tone, has to be a role model. And therefore, because the other ones are really just an offshoot of the one who leads the way, so therefore what? He's entitled to something more. Ki'ilu hu haya sibalev. It's as if he was the cause and they were the effect. He set the tone. Alkein notal pishnai. And he goes on and he says, we find the same thing by Kohanim, that when the Torah talks about Aaron ubanav, Aaron receives twice the amount of his children. We find the same thing, he says, when it comes to an animal. Like we saw in Maharal, a mum. If an animal begins to develop a mum, right? If we see that this animal is not going to be able to live, but I shefted it now, it's a trefa, yeah, but right now it's alive. Yeah, but if the foundation is bad, if you see the signs of an illness, that this animal is on its way towards death, that foundation is so critical. And we're able to see and we're able to look at it and say, you know what, this animal is already not fit to be offered as a karma. Says the Shem Yishmuel, where it's underlined, the conclusion. The message of the Mensorah Morah, tied into the Nachla of the Bechor, the firstborn, is to teach us how important is a Rashis. And we have many starting parts. There are many Rosh Hashanahs, there are many checkpoints that are Rashis. Right, moments where a person gets to start fresh. Reishis bo lechal mitzvos biyoso ben gimel. Whether the reishis is your bar mitzvah, like the ben Torah Mora. V'chein biyoso adam shalem ayidin nesuin. You get a new reishis when you get married. Oz mitchilat maschilat tekufa chadasha. V'yashkiach heitev heitev al reishis shenosavas. When a person's building a new home, a person's getting married. So that's another reishis. Well, as then nimsu asvar, therefore we find in the Svar Makadoshim, Remez Batorah, Naki Yela Beisel Shana Achas. Naki Yela Beisel Shana Achas. What's the idea of Shana Rishona? Right? Naki, make sure that foundation is what? Is Naki, is clean. It's Beliche. Like it says, Ubal Hashor Naki. The Bar Gemara says in Psachim, She'ein Lo Bo Hana Shoklum. Make sure that you don't take that beginning of the marriage and use it for your own self-serving purposes. Make sure you give to your wife. Make sure you build a home that's built on Ruchnias, not on Gashmias. V'chein b'chol shana, he says, the left-hand column, v'chein b'chol shana, reishis hashana. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, these are the days where we're setting the tone. She'a b'tshuva, b'dveikis, v'yimshach achar zek kol hashana kula. V'chein b'chol yom. And the same thing is true, chaver, we get a fresh start every single day. Every single day, you wake up, you decide, what do you want the day to look like? Reishis hayom, omdim, mishinasan, shachris, lachtav, zemitzos, do you jump out of bed? Excited to grab the mitzvahs, excited to get to davening, excited to come to shir. He has reasons for mitzvahs shachris moshechas acharel as kol hayom. The way that you begin the day draws after it the entire day. We learn parsha on Thursday because we're not together on Friday. It would be better if we got together on Friday. We could learn on Erev Shabbos. We have no choice. Unfortunately, we don't have yeshiva on Friday. But I want to connect this idea to Shabbos as well. Because right now we're making hachanas together as a tzibur, as a shir, for Shabbos. It's very interesting. On Shabbos, we find an interesting thing. Turn to the second page. Shem Yishmuel writes in Parshas Vayetze. Why is it, of the two times we recite Kiddush on Shabbos, or if you're really special, maybe you say Kiddush B'Shal HaShuris, but for most Jews, it's at night and it's by day, which one is the main Kiddush? Which one's the main Kiddush? The nighttime one. By day, all you really need to say is Brei Pri Hagafen. Okay, you can say some extra psukim to make it a little special. You call it Kiddusha Rabbah, so it's not embarrassed. It's the big Kiddush. It's not really the big Kiddush. It's the small Kiddush. But that's a funny thing. You know why? Because in some ways, the Kiddush by day should be the main Kiddush. What's the source for making Kiddush? How do we know we're supposed to be Mekadeh Shabbos? Really, we just need to make the bracha to make it special. Chazal attached it to a cup of wine. To give it a certain chashivas, you hold a cup of wine, you make a guffin, and then you make the bracha on Shabbos. That's what you're doing. You're not making a bracha on wine, you're making a bracha on Shabbos. Yeah? So says the Shem Yishmuel, which one should be the main one? What's the source? Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Yom HaShabbos, the day of Shabbos. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. That's the source for Kiddush. So why is the nighttime Kiddush, the big Kiddush, why do we get the longer Kiddush at night? It says the Shem Yishmuel by the left-hand arrow, the third column, on the second page of our packet. Ulefia Amor Yisparish Masha Iker Kiddush Shubalel Shabbos. Avshe Inyan HaKiddush Nilmod Mikra De Zachor. And we know that Zachor Yadua De Shamor is Midas Laila and Zachor is Midas Yom. But even without getting so fancy, the pasuk says Zachor as Yom HaShabbos. Why don't we wait for the daytime to recite the bracha on Shabbos in this way, to make the big Kiddush by day? Based on this Yisod, and again it's a longer piece in Parshas Vayetze, but it's the same Yisod as in Kiseitze. When Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos starts, right, that first moment of Shabbos has within it all of the energy of Shabbos. Over the course of Shabbos, you'll re-experience those feelings piece by piece. The oros of Shabbos. V'alkein, oz b'china zocher v'shomer. Du Shabbos d'yamam n'imtzam b'adam. At that moment when Shabbos starts, it is Yom HaShabbos. That's why at this farm saying you're not supposed to say goodnight on Shabbos. You don't say goodnight on Shabbos. You could be going to sleep, it's very late at night. You're saying bye to your friend on Shabbos. Right? Don't say goodnight, say good Shabbos. Because there is no night on Shabbos. It's kulo yom. The whole thing becomes yom. That's what he's saying here. And certainly at the start of Shabbos, at the start of Shabbos, all of Shabbos comes together. All of the feelings, all the auras of Shabbos. V'ayinu sheroen b'chush, shebe'es haschalasa, v'knisasa shal haShabbos. Yesh lechol adam isoris b'yosef. Unless you're a really, really cold litvak, it's pretty hard not to feel something when Shabbos starts. I don't know anywhere in the world where you can find a better... Right, a place that has like a great Shabbos, but has a bad Kabbalah Shabbos. You can find a lot of places that have like a very strong Kabbalah Shabbos, and like a fine, you know, Shachris. Right? But it's very rare. You're going to find this shul where like everyone's on fire for Shachris, but by Kabbalah Shabbos, they're like, if you start to sing a niggun, everyone's going to be upset at you. You're not going to find such a place on planet Earth. Why? Because he says that when Shabbos starts, right, there's a Hisoris Bioser. Valkein Ozmana Kiddush. And therefore, you want to grab those first moments of Shabbos. You want to be Makadesh Shabbos on a cup of wine in a beautiful way. And then slowly, slowly, you'll absorb Shabbos piece by piece. But that first Hisoris of Shabbos, that first second, to jump into Shabbos and to be Makadesh the Shabbos. To make sure that the rishis of Shabbos is firm, is chazak, is filled with kedusha, is filled with or, that's exactly why, as strange as it might seem, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos, that takes place on the night of Shabbos. Okay, let's turn to page 10. This is a good sefer. One of the things that I like to try to do in this year is not tell you divrei Torah that you know, not that I know what you know, but I try to pull from svarim that are maybe lesser known, less often used, and expose you to a lot of new svarim and new ideas. There's a sefer, very kedai to know about, the Chuos Chen. The Chuos Chen is actually written by one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. Maybe it's a name that people are not even familiar with. Rav Gedalia of Linitz. Rav Gedalia of Linitz is one of the early Sifrei Chassidus, a very important sefer. And he writes in Parshas Kisavo in next week's Parsha. We know that we're standing, right, not too far from the mitzvah of Bikurim. As we come to Slichos, as we come to Rosh Hashanah next week, right? The Kriyas Ma'or Dizman, we're going to read the Parsha about Bikurim. By Bikurim, it's all about giving your first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lakach the Mirish is called Pri Adam. So we're going to read next week's Parsha. Says Rav Gedalia of Linitz, source 10, page 10, Nir Lefarish, Dinei Tzarecha Adam Lekadosh Kol Ha'anyarim Reishisan. A person needs to take in everything that he's Osek in, you have to make sure that the beginning of whatever that Asek is should be strong and should be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Kadosh. Like we saw in Kli Yakar, if you strike first, then the Yitzhar is not going to be able to bite you in the end. He's actually being Merab. It's a very interesting thing in those few words. And if you don't stop and think about it, you'll miss it. Did you ever think about the following question? Why, right? Why do we have the Yom HaDin at the beginning of the year? If it's really a new year, if we're going to start, we're going to change our calendars. Tav Shin Ayin Vav. Right? So, inherently, it's a fresh start. So maybe save the Yom HaDin for like the midway point of the year. Once I start to fall apart, then I have this tremendous Tzoris to, you know, and then I'm able to, I go strong just because it's Tav Shin Ayin Vav. And when I start to fall apart, then we start talking, oh, the Yom HaDin is coming, right? And then I'm able to get my act together again and finish out the year, and then I'll come back. Why is it that Rosh Hashanah, as I start a new year, I come to a Yom HaDin? What's the pshat? But the answer is, like we saw in Pritzat, it's not just the beginning of the year, it's the Rosh Hashanah. It sets the tone for the year. And therefore, of course, the Yom HaDin has to be at the beginning of the year. We have to start the year by being judged at that time because we're setting the tone for the year. Like Rav Tzadok told us. When a person wakes up in the morning, the second you open your eyes, start the day in the right way. And then every day and every month and every year will be transformed in that way. What does that mean? Perish shenasata rosh chodesh harosh mikol bechinas shenischadsha laamcha. You gave it to the am. Shehem yaschilu lekadosh ki ikra kadusha la b'didhu talia shehem biyacholta. Really, most of what happens in our life, we can't call the shots. We're not in control. El malei kadosh baruch hu ozo eini achalo. If Hashem doesn't help me, I can't fight the yitzhara. So what does Hashem ask you to do? You're not expected to take care of the entire battle. All you're asked to do is to begin, to take the first step. Like it says in the famous Medrash, you make a little opening, Hashem says, I'll open it the rest of the way. That's all we're asked of us. Rosh Chodeshim la'amcha nasata. All I ask of you, Hashem says, is the Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh, you take the first step. The Rosh is given la'amcha nasata, that it should be what? Zman kapar l'chol todosam. And then the toldos and everything that comes afterwards naturally will fall into place. Hashem sees you're serious at the beginning, and Hashem will help you. But if you don't take that first step, if you're not serious, if you don't come in with the right attitude, Hashem says, then there's nothing I can do for you. You didn't make the first move. And that's the message of Bikur. To take the first things and to be mekadesh them. And then everything falls into place. That the Maariv should start the night the right way. And Shachar should start the day the right way. And Rosh Chodesh should start the month the right way. And Rosh Hashanah should start the year the right way. Let's talk very practical for a second. The person wakes up in the morning, he says the person should say Moda'ani. Even before you can utter the word Moda'ani, you have an opportunity to capture Oratius. The Rebbe of Vorki, Rav Yitzchak Vorker, on page 11 in the Shmuas Yitzchak, asks an interesting question. We know that the word Torah, as we mentioned from Maharal in the Sivat Torah, means a Horah. It teaches us something. That means that every letter of Torah is always Halacha L'maisa. It's always Halacha L'maisa. But I'm not a Kohen. So what's my Shaykhis to the mitzvahs of a Kohen? But we don't have Beis HaMikdash. So what's my Shaykhis to the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash? How is every mitzvah, the Svarim HaKadoshim asks, how is every mitzvah applicable at all times? Paraduma. Baal Shem Tov was asked by his Talmidim, how does Paraduma apply Bizman HaZeh? We don't have Paraduma Bizman HaZeh. Last year we had an interesting shir about Tzaras Bizman HaZeh, if anyone remembers that shir. Right? So sometimes, there's interesting discussion. Maybe it does apply at some level in Halacha. Bikurim. We don't have the opportunity to bring Bikurim today. So it was asked, the Rebbe of Preshischa was asked, he quotes it here, in the second paragraph, Harav HaKadosh Mi Preshischa Zatzal, how do you do Bikurim at all times? We don't have a base of Mikdash. I may not be a farmer with my first fruits. It's only the Shiva Saminim, like the Mishnah and Bikurim describe. I can't do that Bizman HaZeh. So what is the Bikurim that I can offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Upiresh. And the Rebbe of Preshischa explained, when a person wakes up in the morning, Mechuyav L'Kayim Mitzvah Bikurim. Lifnos reishis machshav vasa l'shamayim. Before you can even come to the level of dibur, the second you open your eyes, what's the first thought to pop into your head? What's the first thing? Most of us probably don't even have a clue what the first thought to pop into our head is. Would that be interesting? Wouldn't that be interesting? We had a little notebook between now, let's say, and Yom Kippur. You kept it next to your bed. Just knowing that the notebook's there, you're going to make sure you have a holy thought to start your day. And that transforms the day. That machshava, to make it, before I even come to the words Moda'ani, that I'm already, my brain is aligning itself with the Kadosh Baruch Hu the first second, that's going to create a very, very different yesod, a different foundation for the entire day to follow. As B'nai Yeshiva, not only at the beginning of Zman, right, do we come to these feelings that all these Svarim are expressing, but Dafka, these years of your life is a checkpoint. Like Shemi Shmuel said, there's many checkpoints. Your years in Yeshiva, as opposed to your younger years, and as opposed to the years that are yet to come, are critical years. There's a certain foundation that's being laid right now. There's a beautiful letter on page 12 that the Yismach Moshe wrote to his son. And I want to show you a beautiful lashon that he has in this letter. It's printed in the Sefer Bishur and Melech from Rav Meizlish. It's not in the two volume. Rav Meizlish has a two volume. I'm sure many people know the Sefer Sichos Bavodas Hashem from Rav Meizlish. So he has a two volume work on marriage, Divrei Torah about marriage and Inyanim Hachana for a wedding, called Bishur and Melech. There's an earlier edition of that where he prints this letter from the Yismach Moshe. It's found in other Sfarim as well. But it's not, if you have the Bishur and Melech, it's not in there. So don't go looking for it. But on the Otzer HaChachma, the earlier edition, they have it there. So this is the letter that the Yismach Moshe sent to his son. Listen to what he wrote to him. Right after his son got married, he sent him the following letter. His only son. Bini Yedidi. Look where it's by the arrow. The whole letter is beautiful, but we'll read a little bit. Bini Yedidi. Halo lecha ledas. You need to know that the years of the Yankusa, the young years of one's life, he was talking to a young chassan. I don't know how old he was when he got married. Maybe he was 10 years old, who knows. But even if he was 18, even if he was 20 years old, right? You should know that the years, these young years, are formative years. Hey, mifchar achayim. Those are the best years of life. You're a young yeshiva bacher. People think, you come to IU, and again, kolas kashas, it's overwhelming. You don't think real life is more overwhelming? You don't think like getting married and having to pay bills and provide for a wife and children and to find time to learn, but playing with your kids, Mirtz Hashem, and having your job, and staying up late at night photocopying, source sheets for Shemi Shmuel Shirim. You don't think that like is also overwhelming? And then Yaakov Yedidia wakes up at 4 a.m. and screams for a couple hours. That's overwhelming. Life's overwhelming. These years, as busy as it is, it's easy for a person to get caught up in it and it flies by. You don't appreciate how good it is. Says the Yismach Moshe to his son, these years are Mivchar HaChayim. Ubitl Shah Achas Behen, Hu Migdoli Avonos. If you lose an hour at this stage of your life, Chevro, it's one of the biggest avers of all. Why? Because you're putting down a foundation. And if the foundation has a little crack in it, the whole building could collapse. You could kill countless lives. It could be so destructive. Paraphrasing the pasuk, right? It's a crooked thing that can't be made straight. It's a lack that can never be replaced. It's a void that will never be filled. An hour in these youthful years is kishana shlema in the years of Amida, in the older years. An hour now, you can do what you can. The choices you can make now. In a single decision, a career choice, a dating choice, right, a learning choice, these things will shape years of your life. The Torah that a person learns in his younger years, right, is etched into his mind and into his heart in a unique way. It's etched on luach libecha, it's engraved on your heart. And therefore, gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena. You know why I like this letter so much? I was just thinking this morning when I was putting together the final touches on this year. I was thinking, the Sfarim say about Elul and Rosh Hashanah, it's the same thing. There's so many tzaddikim wrote letters during this time of the year where they said things like, it's Elul now, so I'm sorry I can't reply to you right now. I'll get to you, but I can't waste a second of Elul. I can't waste a second of Rosh Hashanah. Because an hour in Elul is worth more than a regular hour. An hour during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is worth more than a regular, hour. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Chavetz Chaim brings the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in Arizal, that during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, each of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur corresponds to a day of the week, right? Of the entire year. So you have one day which you can fix all the Sundays. You have one day you can fix all the Mondays, fix all the Tuesdays. So the time is very precious. The same thing that's happening in the world, in Elul and Rosh Hashanah, is happening in your lives right now. That you are laying a foundation. And therefore, he says, an hour in the years of youth is like a shana shlema in one's older years. Practically, however, what does that mean practically for us? Baruch Hashem, we're off to a good start. Practically, what does it mean? It means come to shiur on time. Come to shiur early. You know what a difference it'll make in your own life? I'll prove it to you. In the Ohalei Shem, on page 13, Rav Shem Klingberg was a kadosh nora, was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shem. His personal story is printed at the beginning of the Sefer. We have a little bit of his writings collected from his son. He was an unbelievable tzaddik, a kadosh, nigla v'nistar. He'd written on many things. We have kamat nothing. But everything he says is gold. He writes in the Likutim, Hatana harishon shenizkar b'shas hu Rebbe Eliezer. Open up Maseches Brachos. Who has the opening statement of Shas? You know what a kavod that is? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi says, Amechaved Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkidus. to be the one to what? To lead off Shas. Why? Svarim try to figure out why. There's a beautiful sefer called the Musar HaMishnah. He gives a different svar. Why Rabbi Eliezer was zochet to be the lead off personality in Shas. Says the Ohel Hashem, I'll tell you, it's Pasha. Hatam shezachar Rabbi Eliezer. Sheniska b'rishona b'mishnah the brachos. Yosem mikol atanayim. V'nir ali al pimasha kosov. Or Masha Matsinu Ba'atzma. What we find about Rabbi Eliezer himself. The Gemara says in Sukkah, it's really on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. It's a typo, it says no Nav, it's Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Mi Yomai Lo Kadmani Adam Be'Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Eliezer said about himself, no one ever beat me to the Beis HaMedrash. I was always the first one there. I opened up the Beis HaMedrash every morning. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he was compiling Shah, said, the person who always comes first, the person who appreciates the Rishis, right? We're going to Bechabit him. Mechubar, with the opening line of Shas, Hagon, Hagadol, Hakadosh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. You earned it. You were the first one in the Beis Medrash. Alkei nasnulo schara min ha-shamayim, v'yekdimu b'bei midrasha. So he gets to have the first statement in the Beis Medrash. He gets to open up. He gets to lead off when it comes to starting Shas. And again, if we could lay the right foundation, then everything else falls into place. If the Kedusha is there from the start, everything else will fall into place because the Yesod is strong. The haschal is kasha, and everything else will follow. We know there's a famous halachic principle. Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashasa, Vekitcha Lasalava. Do we say that if there's Kedusha in a place, the Kedusha remains? It's a machlokas tanayim. Right? How do we paskin? How does the Rambam paskin? Can you go to Makom of the Kodesh Kedushim today? I know there's a lot of controversy. Places you're allowed to go on Harbayas, places you're not allowed to go on Harbayas. But we all agree there are places that you're not allowed to go. Why? Because the Kedusha is still there. Why? There's a mosque sitting on... Rahman al-Tzal, there's a mosque sitting on Kodesh Kedushim. Why can't I go there? It's not Kodesh Kedushim anymore. Yes, it is. Because we pass in Kedusha Rishona, the original Kedusha that was there. Kitcha L'Shaisa. It impacted its time. And Kitcha L'Asad Lava. The Kedusha remains throughout all times. Says the Majid Sarabi in the back of the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, he has a section called Klali O'Raisa, under Oskuf, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaisa, V'Kitcha L'Asad Lava. Gemara in Megillah, one of the places where that discussion appears. He says, and I heard from the earlier tzaddikim, Bibir Yosef, Kadesh li kol bechor. Right, we spoke about bringing bikurim. There's another pasuk in Torah, Kadesh li kol bechor. Kadesh li kol bechor, lekadesh kol ha-reishis v'aschala. Reishis hayom, reishis hashana, yimei b'achros, the younger years of one's life, v'chulu. U'memela kol basar reisha greira. Exactly what Tzaddik told us. That the head sets the tone and the body is pulled afterwards. Like he says, I wrote myself in Parshas Bereishis. And that's what it means. Kedusha Rishona. If you can have Kedusha at the beginning, it's not just Kedusha L'Shasa. It's not just you're going to look back and say, you know what, I had great years in Yeshiva. Those years in Yeshiva are going to come with you for the rest of your life. It's not L'Shata and that's it. It's Kedusha L'Asad Lavo. It transforms your future. It's a Kedushasa Chazak, he says in the top of the left column. Shepoel l'shaita ulahala mikan ve'elach lasid lavel ulechol yamav ki ha'ikar hi hayesod. I want to just conclude by connecting ourselves to the zman which we find ourselves. We're getting very close to slichos. We're getting very close to Rosh Hashanah. And when we think about slichos, any svarim here? Anyone started saying slichos already? This is the one. Ah, Aviram. Okay, good. At least we have someone representing. Right? This is like the time of the year. The rest of the year, you want to be, you know, everyone wants to be a Sephardi because everyone knows the Sephardim are the real Jews. At this time of the year, even the Sephardim, maybe, right? Maybe, if they'll be honest, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of slichos. But it's a big schus. Slichos is a scary thing. Yeah? All the Sephardim say, you know, we're asking, right? We're saying slichos. We want Hashem to say slichos. What do we want Hashem? If Hashem will be soleach, that'll be good. Right, so we really want Hashem to say that I am, giving you slicha. In the Chassan Sofer, who is the Chassan Sofer on page 15? Sorry, the second to last page. The Chatan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer was Rav Moshe Sofer. Who's the Chatan Sofer? He was the grandson of the Chassan Sofer. How do you remember it? You know why he called his Sefer Chatan Sofer? You might think Chatan, you'll think of Hossein, maybe he's the son-in-law. No, he's the grandson. Chatan, he says, stands for Chidushei Torah Neched Sofer. the Torah insights of the grandson of Sofer. Who's Sofer? Who's the main Sofer? Moshe Sofer, the Chassan Sofer. This is grandson. Chidushei Torah Nechet Sofer. Says the Chassan Sofer in the second volume on Torah and Moadim by Slichos. He says, you know, if we think about it, right? Forget the challenge of getting to Slichos at the crazy hours. But just the concept of coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very daunting thing. All the more so, the person who's going to lead the Slichos. To lead the Slichos. Yeah, that's a very great challenge. You're representing Klal Yisrael. You have a whole tzibur of people standing behind you, and you're coming before the Ribbono Shel Olam to petition on behalf of the tzibur. Of course everyone says the words as well. But you're leading the tzibur. Right? Who wants to lead Slichos? I don't want to lead Slichos. You want to lead Slichos? I don't want to lead Slichos. Hopefully there's a tzaddik who's outstanding and everyone recognizes this person is fit to lead Slichos. Who wants to lead Slichos? It's a massive... Who wants to lead the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What an achrayas? To be the chazan for Ne'ilah? Who wants that achrayas? It's terrifying. Says the Chassan Sofer. The Ramah brings, in Tavkof Pei Aleph, the yesh mekomos no'agim le'amispalo Slichos, yispalo kol hayom. The person who says Slichos, we allow him to continue davening the rest of the day. He has the right to lead all of the davening that day. Kosov HaMagin Avram, Afilo Arvitz, Sha'amaslev HaMitzvah Orm Lo Gemur. Not only does he have the right to continue to lead the davening as the day unfolds, but retroactively, right from the start, the Jewish start of the day, the night, he has a right to Maariv. We give him Maariv, and then we give him Slichos, then we give him Shachar, then we give him Mincha. The whole day is his. Why? Because one who starts the mitzvah, we let him finish it. Says the Chassan Sofer, it's not just that we let him finish it. This is how we're mechazik him, to take on Slichos. He doesn't want to take on the achrayas of Slichos. Nearly letet tam lekach, al derech musar. Dinei lev isha yisraeli nishbar v'nidka. Like we've been learning in Maharal, tshuva comes from a broken heart. We're all terrified, we should be. Umi yarev lo lomar anias palkesh liach tzibor. Lios ha-meilitz ben Yisrael avim shal shemayim. Who has the confidence to go and say, I'll be the leader to fight for Klal Yisrael? Mi yale bahar Hashem. Nikika Pai Muvar Levav. Who could say that they meet the criteria? Umi Yomer Zachisi Levavi. Ve'ech Yorin Mechilin the Rachmi Al Yisrael. Who am I? I can bring down Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. So what do we do to be Mechazik the Shliach Tzibur? We say, don't start with Slichos. Don't start with Slichos. Start with something that you feel comfortable with. What do you feel comfortable with? Maariv. Maariv's not so hard to lead. You don't even have to do Chazar Sashat. It's a pretty good deal. Right? Take Maariv. Alkein lechazik es rucho anishpar yispal hashatz arvis tchila v'azai lo mishpat habachora lispal slichos. Just get started with something. Take on something. Make sure that you take on. Yes, there's a lot of pressure to build the right foundation. But if you start off doing something consistently, something you feel comfortable with, daven maariv, lead the maariv, and then what happens? Now the shliach tzibur has given himself a little bit of a boost. He's put down a foundation, and then we say to him, you started, keep going. You can do it. You can be the representative of Klal Yisrael. Yancha maschav mitzvah over lo gemur. Umameila, lo yachshav lo liura. And then he doesn't feel embarrassed, he doesn't feel like a baal gaiva. We sneak him in the back door. But again, by giving him that rachis, it makes everything that comes after that's so frightening and so scary, so much more accessible. On the final page, in the writings of Rameir Arik, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, from the 1800s. Rav Meir Arik was a great posek. He wrote the Shilas and Chuas Imre Yosher. It's a 3-volume work, which I have at home. And in the back of the 3rd volume is a few little ha'aras on Chumash. And I remember I was so excited a couple of years ago when I found this insight. He writes in Parshas Ekev, in the final source, called HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavah. Rashi says, Imischal to mitzvah, gemorosa, like we just saw. If you start a mitzvah, we say to the person, finish the job. Like we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Hamaschal ba mitzvah, Omer lo, Marok. The one who starts the mitzvah, we say to him, Marok. What does Marok mean? When was the last time our shir had the word Marok? Let's see, Ori. You did? If I'm calling on you, you know it goes back to the Mishnah Yoma days. In Mishnah Yoma, right, we say to him, remember you cut entirely, the Kohen Gadol starts the cut and someone else is Morik, he finishes the job. Morok means to finish the job. Okay, it's been a couple of years. You're a putter. Yeah, Perish Gamor. Perish Gamor. The Perish of the word Morok means finish. Hamaschal b'mitzvah, we say to him, finish the job. Says Rav Meir Arik. What does it mean, say to him, finish the job? The kosher lahavin. Madua Baruch Chazal Lashon Omer Lo Gemur V'lo Amru Stam. Why doesn't the Maimer Chazal just say Hamaschav Mitzvah Tzarach Ligmor Osa? The one who starts the mitzvah should finish the mitzvah. What's Omer Lo Gemur? And Chaver, I want to end on this point because I think it's one of the things that makes our shir special. That we try to be a Chaver people where Omer Lo Gemur. That when you see Baruch Hashem, we're all off to a great start. But if you see one of the members of the Chabura start to slip away, going through a tough time, it's the achrayas of the other people in that Chabura to be Omer Lo, to say to him, you started off great, you put down the right foundation, and you can finish the job. Aval b'zeh oru chazal es b'nei adam. If the Yitzhar didn't get you at the beginning, he's still going to try to get you. Yitzhar is going to try to stop you from finishing the job. And therefore, if you see someone who did a good start, and he thinks we got past, according to Kliyakar, he got past the Yitzhar. Says Rameh Arik, no, the Yitzhar is still going to try to come back. And it might try to put up quite a fight. And therefore, Chazal give us advice. If you see someone off to a good start, be mechazik him. Say to your friend, let's go, we can keep going, let's go weiter. We did great so far, let's keep going. That the Yitzhar knows that if you have a strong foundation, you're in the driver's seat, but he's going to try to do whatever he can to topple that building. So Amir Tashem, we should be Zocha. We should be Zocha to continue to put down that strong foundation, to appreciate the foundation of our lives that's taking place, the foundation of our yeshiva year that's taking place, the foundation of the new year of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, everything good that's coming our way. I made a commitment to myself this year that we're not going to have more than 17 pages in each Thursday shir to try to save a little paper, to try to finish in a reasonable time. 17 is Gematria Tov. So I figured, that's good, if we have 17 pages. Ein Tov El Torah, Chazal say, in two places. So when I got to the photocopy room today, I thought I had 17 pages. Then I realized I only had 16. But I want to have 17 today. So the last page, I'll show you, we'll look at it communally. I want to show you a picture of the Shem Yishmuel. Anyone ever see a picture of the Shem Yishmuel? I only saw recently a picture of the Shem Yishmuel. I didn't even know we had pictures of the Shem Yishmuel. Okay, maybe we'll put it off. This will be the 17th page today to be Messiah this year. Take a look at this holy Jew. Geschmack, no? So we should be Zocha, to internalize the words of all the tzaddikim. Befrat, our Rebbe for the year, the Shem Yishmuel, Shmuel Bornstein. And Amir Tashem, as we begin together, we'll continue to build on that beautiful Yisod, and we'll be Zocha to Ksiva v'chasima Tov. Amen.